If I don't, who will? Are you so dedicated to being a lifesaver for others that you ignore your own needs? Do you hear someone cry out in despair and immediately start thinking of how you can help? If you see a child crying, do you automatically run to that child, or do you look first for a parent? Sometimes a child can only be comforted by a parent. The same is true for God's children. Sometimes your efforts, as well-intentioned as they may be, are not what the child needs, and only Daddy knows what the problem is and how to care for his child at that time. Our Father will fill every need of yours according to his glorious wealth in union with Messiah Yeshua. Philippians 4:19. They will be neither hungry nor thirsty. Neither scorching wind nor sun will strike them, for he who has mercy on them will guide them to springs of water. Isaiah 49:10. Father will guide, but not all will follow. Have you ever considered that you may be standing in the way? Perhaps the person has no need to follow because you jumped in and took care of the situation. Do you catch yourself saying, if I don't help, no one will? I felt like that for many years, which is why I say you think yourself too important. You are never the only one. God is always willing and available, but each person must go to him willingly and alone. If you keep jumping on the path between child and father, you are hindering the child's journey. God uses hard situations to turn us toward himself. Who is writing your daily schedule? Is there time in it for you to do self-care and spend time with God? Compassion is a wonderful gift from God, but there is only one lifesaver, and it isn't you. Be prepared to jump in when the Spirit prompts you, but don't go before you're sent. And don't fear what will happen if you aren't. He's got the whole world in his hands.